I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Former Russian President Boris Yeltsin, who played a key role in the collapse of the Soviet Union, died Monday from a heart attack. Slava Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says since he left office in 1999, it seems his legacy was being undone. With Yeltsin's influence fading, Griffith says there's some question as to how long the current government will be friendly to ministries.
Will that change in the future? Who knows? We're hoping and praying that it doesn't happen, but I believe the churches are taking stock of that and trying to determine, you know, what approach they will have in case crackdowns and further restrictions do impose difficulties within the ministry.
Elsewhere, more youth are taking the one-mile hike to attend Bible classes in Ghana. Since January, the class has grown from 6 students to 70. The long walk means that some students arrive up to an hour late. But Ambrose Brennan of the Oasis Institute says the kids help the ministry by inviting friends and family.
And that's great for us because we feel the more we can impart the Word of God into the young students, the greater chance they're going to have to succeed in life and to do well in their communities and be a part of advancing the kingdom of God, because we believe they are the church of the future.
And Grace Ministries International is celebrating a partner's growth in Malawi. The Grace Church has just been given a new 20-acre plot of land for a primary school in Sanga Bay on the coast of Lake Malawi. Pray as they use the 40,000 bricks and various donations to build the school before the end of the year. GMI began their work in Malawi in 2000. Since then, aside from the educational aspect, numerous churches have been planted, in addition to establishing 32 future church plants. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Mission Network News can now be delivered daily to your personal email address. Visit our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.